This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To change that conversationally anyway. I am Doug Steffen. She is Roberta Fasanelli.
I am.
She is. And then he's Rich McFadden. We are here to discuss some of the issues of the day. I've been accused. I don't know if accused is the right word. The change agent for a lot of people when it comes to thinking about certain things, an agent of change. And I have decided that I don't mind changing the world if I can. Am I Mother Teresa or Gandhi? One of them said, be the change you wish to see in the world, but I can't remember which one it was. Anybody remember? Is that Gandhi or Mother Teresa? Be the change.
I think that's Mother Teresa.
Is it? Okay. So what is the world as you see it? Do you feel that the world owes you something? Do you feel like the world is a horrible place? You don't get your breaks. You get lousy breaks. How many of you can, with your mind, conjure up that peaceful, easy feeling? Remember that song, the Eagles did that, right?
Yep.
Peaceful, easy feeling. And if you have that as you approach whatever tasks you have today, even if they are horrible, even if they are tough, even if you think the problems are insurmountable, still, you have a message from me and us. And maybe we'll underscore this because Dr. Joy Brown is going to join us in a few minutes as well. And perhaps we'll bring her in on that, suggesting that you can change what you want to if you want to. Pretty
simple. You have to want to.
You got to want to. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so here's a change agent, Andy Parker, who's the father of Allison Parker, shot, killed on the air the last week of August, is in Washington demanding that the legislative process consider a bill to reduce gun violence as part of the national hashtag whatever it takes day of action. Richard Gere, who plays a homeless New Yorker in a film that opens up this week, joined a panel on homelessness. So activism, I bring you these two people as an example of what you can do if you want to. Happens, pretty much everybody knows who Richard Gere is. So do you pay attention to him because of who he is? About a month ago, nobody would have known who Andy Parker was, at least the rest of the country, wouldn't it?
And if you asked him, he would prefer that it would have stayed that way.
Yes, absolutely he would. Absolutely. His daughter is dead for no good reason. There is not a good reason in the world. As a matter of fact, all of the pointing that's going on, once again, by authorities, people who are advocates for one or the other. This guy was mentally ill, so why did he even have a job at the television station? Why was he ever hired in the first place? What in his record did they not see? Well, employers don't tell you anything anymore about hiring a person that they've had working for them because you can get sued. The law is so screwed up and so, in this case, skewed toward the benefit of somebody who ought not to have that benefit, that man should have been put away. Or he certainly should have been under serious psychological treatment, attention. Had none of that. So what does he do? He gets upset. He's hard to work with. And that's putting it mildly from what I've read. Impossible to work with. Always had a chip on his shoulder. I'm black, and you're discriminating against me because I'm black, and that bunkum.
You know, it sounds like he also had borderline personality disorder.
Absolutely not borderline. He really was.
That's what it's just called. It's called borderline personality disorder, but that's all the traits of it.
Yeah.
Why are people as passionate about fixing our mental health system.
Is there about having guns for everybody?
Well, it's just, yeah. I mean, it seems to me like it's a two-pronged approach. Keeping guns out of the people's hands who should not have guns, who exhibit some sort of mental illness or have a troubled background, and getting help for those people.
Well, this is the same. Okay, so you know what, in my estimation, I'm an NRA member, and I really don't like saying that every time I come over this, because maybe it gives me some credibility, maybe it doesn't. I dislike thoroughly the positions that are taken mostly by, there are three or four gun lobbyists, NRA is the best known. It's so predictable and so pat and so uninformed and unenlightened. If these people would spend half the amount of time not only holding on to, fine, work your side of the street for all it's worth, that's what you're getting paid for, that's why the members pay their dues, that's what they expect. But at the same time, do something that gives you a certain amount of credibility so you don't have such a hard row to hoe when it comes to holding on to that which you think is important. You know, we have a tradition in this country that people buy, use, hold, collect, whatever, guns, if it's appropriate. The firearm laws are better than they used to be thanks to another tragedy that happened to when Reagan was president, to Brady. But that was only one small segment. I think it dealt with small handguns. In general, there are too many people who ought not to have guns that have them. So how do you make sure those people, this is the job the NRA should take on, and they would get hundreds of thousands of more members.
They should be working with this group.
Instead of fighting them.
Well, the simple thing to me is this, what I don't understand. In order to drive a car, what do you need?
License.
You need a license. In order to fly a plane, what do you need? Training and a license.
License.
These are both deadly weapons, as we have clearly seen. Why not?
What happens if you're a doctor? You got to have a license.
If you're going to have a gun, you're required to have. You have to go through training. You have to make sure you.
But a lot of people do it the right way, Roberta. Most people that have
licenses
do it the right way. But the people who don't go for a license and do it illegally, how do you find them?
But just the way you find people who aren't driving, I suppose, you know, driving without licenses. And if you get caught owning a firearm without a license, the penalty should be
It's not your constitutional right to be able to drive a car. That's where the difference comes in, and that's where the argument begins.
But the right to bear arms in an organized militia, not as an individual.
Well, it's still a constitutional right.
But it's in an organized militia, and what constitutes an organized militia?
Yeah, but you're comparing it to getting a driver's license.
But I'm saying, but if you're going to do this, license people. That's the first step, I think. That is the first step. If you want to have some regulation over, okay, crazies don't get guns, let's start with licensing people. I'm not saying take guns away from everybody. Let's license people.
Let's make sure they're trained.
Not working. How does that keep crazy people from getting guns?
Yeah, it's the wrong people getting the guns.
Because at that point you're being screened. Just as getting a driver's license, you have to have your eyesight checked. Yeah, you're
screening
people.
Crazy people have 20/20 vision.
Well, you also have to pass a psychological test.
No, they don't.
No, but if you were being licensed for a firearm.
Right.
You have to prove that you are psychologically stable. You just have to have a psychological test. Now, that's not going to screen out.
How does that
that's
work?
Not going to screen out everybody. Well, you know what? Here in Louisiana, where if you have your license revoked here, you have to go back and you have to have a medical examination, and you also have to have a psychological examination. You have to be signed off by a psychiatrist. What is wrong with that?
We can debate this till the cows come home.
The details.
But the focus on it, if they were smart, that's my point is, if they were smart, they'd be working both sides of the street on this one, not just the traditional.
You have more control working with them than you would
against
them.
Absolutely. Yeah, agreed.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. You have heard me talk for a number of years about the amazing product called GenuCell, which is aimed at getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. It works so well, but yet there was something missing. And what was missing is a way to treat the dark circles under your eyes. Because you're going to have bags and puffiness there, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the skin is dark. Some people have the bags, some people have the puffiness, some people have dark circles there, and you want to get rid of all of them. Now is the time for you to take action to take care of all of these problems with one phone call. The number is 800-543-9262. You'll order a 3-month supply of Genucel, and the folks at Chamonix will then send you a 3-month supply of the Platinum Dark Circle treatment as they introduce this new product that comes to you free with a Genucel order. Then you will take care of the bags. Then you will take care of the puffiness. Then you will take care of the lines. And then you will take care of the dark circles under your eyes. This is all natural. It is absolutely beautiful and powerful way for you to look your best. And it starts in 12 hours. Put this stuff on tonight. Tomorrow, you'll see a difference. 800-543-9262. I know I make a convincing argument, but the best argument is for you to try it, see it work or not. If it doesn't work, you get your money back. But you got to get it first. Call 800-543-9262 right now and mention Doug Steffen. You get free express shipping. You'll order Genucel and pay for it. You'll get the Platinum Dark Circle treatment without cost. Put them to work for you and enjoy. By the way, this deal won't be around forever, so take advantage of it now while you're thinking about it. Genucel, the Platinum Dark Circle treatment, speak for themselves. 800-543-9262.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices.
Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready. Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% when you buy one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles. So, let's raise the roof and lower the cost with bulk pricing on top-of-the-line GAF shingles, including Timberline, America's favorite shingle. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Save 20% on one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid through September 30th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
If you hop away, why bother with conversation? Don't let you talk or even walk. You want to make love, okay.
All right.
If you hop away.
Musical focus that comes at this point in every hour on Good Day 23 and change after the hour. Roberta and Richie and I have Billie Holiday in the background. Let's make it foreground, Richie. Crack this up, will you?
Something I never knew.
Do you think I have to explain who Billie Holiday is? Does everybody know or not?
Yes, you do.
Okay. I think some people would know.
I think most people, I don't know. Let me just tell you.
Over would know.
If there is a female jazz icon, Billie Holiday is it. She is the star of a new presentation at the Apollo Theater in New York. I'm betting Joy Brown, who's joining us also now, has spent many nights going to the Apollo Theater. And this is unique because her hologram is the star of the show. This technology is amazing. We've talked about some of these. There's an Elvis hologram. Who else, Richie? Here?
Michael Jackson.
Jackson's got a hologram.
That's what I know. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, this was created in association with those folks at Hologram USA. The Holiday Hologram Show launches later this year, drawing upon all of her theatrical archives. This is part of the Apollo's plan to expand its daytime programming beyond the tours and educational programs that they have. This is pretty dramatic stuff, though. If you've ever seen one of these, I have not. I've talked to people who have seen them. Have either of you, Roberta or Joy, seen
one
of these holograms?
I've never seen holograms on YouTube.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, but that's not like seeing it on a stage, Richie. It's not the same.
You know, I've seen little bits, but I've never seen a whole show that's done in hologram.
I was telling my son and I were talking the other day, and we have a big screen TV where he's got a game console and plays games. And I said, think about what game systems will be like in 10 to 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you won't need a TV. There'll be holograms.
Uh-huh.
You'll just be, it'll happen all around.
You see, a hologram will sit on the couch next to you.
Yeah.
Well, have a hologram of
Play tennis with you across the living room.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. So anyway, this is something Apollo Theater is introducing. I'll be interested in your review of it. I'm guessing, Joy, again, you would be in the line for the first performance of this. She was so talented. I'm not ever sure sure why there was controversy around her.
What went on in her personal life?
Sure.
Oh, she was a drug addict.
Huh. Well, but listen to this. Think about, what was she, 1941?
She was in World War II. Yeah.
Something like that. Listen.
You hot for words, why bother with conversation? Don't let
she had it.
Even you want to make love, okay. It's too hot for words.
So, talking about
like
making love in 1943 as a female singer.
Female black singer.
Yeah. And I mean, that is controversial in those days.
Yeah, sure is.
Well, she was...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say she was extremely popular in Europe, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
She was huge in Europe.
Mm.
Well, that, Josephine Baker was the one who really started that.
You know, right, this is true, yeah.
Josephine Baker really went to Paris and danced at topless and then came back here. But
who was Josephine Baker? I don't know that name.
She was during World War II, and she was...
Same sort of singer as Billie Holiday?
Even racier.
Really?
Racier, more suggestive, and she danced topless.
Affairs with everybody, supposedly was lesbian, adopted a bunch of kids. She's the one who did the bananas around her neck, and she was even before
Miranda. I know. Right, her song was, "Yes, we have some bananas.
Yes.
You can get your bananas right here."
Exactly so.
That's exactly
so. I was just going to ask you, and Billie Holiday also was she had lots of lovers and was a drug addict. And Audrey McDonald won a Tony playing Lady Day last year.
That's right.
Which was an amazing performance. But you said Billie Holiday. What about Ella Fitzgerald?
Fitzgerald's a little more recent. But had the same sort of. I don't think she was a drug addict, though, Ella Fitz.
No, she wasn't. But when talking about women,
yeah, okay, good point. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
The soybean industry's plan to recover lost market share in cooking oil today as the United Soybean Board sponsors this edition of the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Take back the market share you lost to other crops with high oleic soybeans. High oleic are top performing varieties packed with innovation your customers want. Better nutritional qualities for more food customers and higher heat stability for new markets. Grow it now to grow your profitability. The yield you want, the demand you need. That's high oleic soybeans. For the best varieties in your area, talk to your local seed rep or visit soyinnovation.com. Funded by the Soy Checkoff.
Cooking oils containing trans fats are on the way out, which is why soybean growers find appeal in varieties that are high in oleic acid. Bob Hazelwood farms near Berryton, Kansas, and is the chairman of the United Soybean Board.
We have food processors that are real excited about high oleic, and it's kind of a chicken and egg situation. You know, they're ready to commit, but not until they know they have a steady supply, because some of the larger food processors, they want their supply to be consistent. They don't want to be changing formulations around, so they want to make sure they have enough to do what they want to do.
As early maturing high oleic soybean varieties become available, says Hazelwood, and as export markets open up for these soybeans, he thinks the industry goal of 18 million acres by 2023 is attainable.
You know, when you think about the 18 million acres, that will make high oleic soybeans the fourth largest crop grown in the U.S., and that would be behind regular commodity soybeans, corn, and wheat.
Learn more at soyinnovation.com. The United Soybean Board has brought to you this edition of the Successful Farming Radio Magazine. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Now 33 minutes after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Joy Brown is here. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Rich McFadden is here. And the Dougster is here. I want to understand something, please, ladies. Please help me understand the fascination that many women have and some men have with jewelry. The reason I ask is because there's a story that we have today at DougSteffen.com about Costco getting into trouble because they were selling Tiffany diamond rings that weren't really Tiffany diamond rings.
They weren't really Tiffany, or they were really not diamond?
Apparently, they knowingly infringed on trademarks held by Tiffany, selling
Tiffany
these diamonds.
Okay.
Yes, it was Tiffany, but not Tiffany & Company. Tiffany rings, but it's not Tiffany & Company.
And they probably had the turquoise boxes.
I haven't the slightest idea.
No, they wouldn't do that. It's a Tiffany setting, probably,
which is
copyrighted.
All right. So the judge in the case says the evidence did not let anyone conclude that Costco acted in good faith in adopting the Tiffany mark, not trademark, but the Tiffany mark on this, suggesting that one was getting expensive jewelry at the Costco price, because many people don't know the difference between Tiffany jewelry and Tiffany and Company jewelry.
Right. It was the ring setting that was the Tiffany.
Yep. Okay, so our poll today at DougSteffen.com, have you ever bought jewelry at Costco or someplace similar like that? A, yes, and I'm happy with what I bought. B, yes, but I hope she doesn't find out. C, no, but I thought about it. D, no, I'd never buy jewelry from somewhere, someplace like Costco. And E, I've never never bought jewelry. Okay.
That's a great.
Never bought jewelry?
That's well, I don't want. I have said to very clearly that I will not go. I will not presume to buy jewelry. I don't think that it's a smart thing for someone in a relationship to buy something unless you actually know what it
we
is.
We can shop with them.
Well, yeah,
I think
go
that,
with
that's
it.
The smartest. Right. That's what guys right. should know. Right. Take a girl shopping with you.
Yeah, right. And you can have her sort of. You can do window shopping first, and then you can set the budget. And
right.
But what about an engagement ring?
What about it?
You wouldn't buy somebody an engagement ring?
No.
Well, he's not getting married again, Joy, so that's
well, even if I did get married again,
but
I
getting
would
engaged
take...
is a lot cheaper than getting married.
Yeah. I would take
true words never said.
This person to the place where I thought or she thought where there were good value and there was an appropriate stone. But my question to the two of you, and maybe to Richie as well, but maybe more to the point, why is it that so much emphasis is placed, and I don't want to sound like a naive dummy, but because I shared with you, I was watching my love look through drawers of jewelry the other night. That's what made me think, what is there about having jewelry that's, I know that it's terrific and it can really enhance the way you look and accentuates clothing and maybe
it has nothing to do with any of that.
All right, so why? Why do women
all right, first
have
of all, you have to remember that originally the bride price and the wedding ring was a dowry. So it was a statement of wealth. It was a statement of commitment. It was a statement of future financial security. And so it originally started, the interesting thing is how a diamond got involved in all of that, because
yeah.
And so basically what you want is something that is rare, because what you're saying is this is not an ordinary kind of commitment. This is a rare, important, valuable kind of statement. But I think, I mean, I think people have always been, if you go to a museum, you see that ancient people like shiny stuff, and both men and women. And it's not only
shiny
women.
Stuff.
Shiny stuff. We love shiny stuff.
Yeah.
And
why
and
does
the,
it have to be expensive?
Kings.
How about tinfoil?
Yeah.
Because,
aluminum
well,
foil.
You, all right. I'll tell you what. Shiny. You get me a diamond. I'll get you all the tinfoil you want. We have a deal here. And I'll get my. I'll shine the tinfoil for you.
Really.
But Marx had jewelry too. That was so. It was a statement of wealth. It was a statement of power. It's a statement of status. And the rarer the substance, the more valuable. For example, at one point, salt was very valuable because it was very rare. Salt is now not. Diamonds were, and in fact, the notion is that the supply, the world supply of diamonds is very heavily regulated. There's a lot more diamonds available than ever come to market because it's really a consortium.
Otherwise, it wouldn't be, they would have
exactly.
no value. They keep
they
the
control
value.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
So I think it's both historical and that this was a statement of, I mean, when we talk about a man giving a woman an engagement ring, we're talking about a statement of commitment, that he has the wherewithal to support her going forward because he can buy her a bauble. That she has it if
a bauble,
and that she has then a statement that if something goes wrong, that she could, you know, that something of worth. Besides,
right.
They're pretty and shiny.
Hi, right, Roberta.
They look nice.
Let's hear your story on this.
Well, about what? Why?
Well, why is it, you know, I want to know. Joy gave us a backgrounder, which is cool.
Uh-huh.
I want to know why each of the two of you,
yeah,
have an interest. I know both of you very well. And so under the circumstances, you wear attractive jewelry on the right occasion,
yeah.
And there's something about whatever makes you think better of yourself. Is it that? Is
no,
that
no, it's not that. It's an expression for me at any rate. It's an expression of creativity. I've started making a lot of my own jewelry.
Really?
And I'm tending, I have a lot of very valuable jewelry that I just simply don't wear anymore. A lot of my mother's jewelry.
I don't wear it because,
you know, first of all, it's just kind of inappropriate. I feel kind of funny, like almost like you're flashing wealth, so I don't like to wear it. I prefer now to wear the stuff I make myself, or just to kind of like
the difference. Is it like the Toys R Us beads on a string type thing?
No. A lot of it is like handmade. homemade glass beads that, I'll buy in different places, and then I'll combine with like either pendants or things like that. So each piece, they're also very convertible pieces. I can mix and match stuff. I can take pendants off of one thing and put it onto another.
Such a hippie.
Change colors around.
Right.
And I, it's, for me, it's an art form. And it's,
for me, it's getting dressed up. It's a statement.
Yeah, it's getting
this
dressed
is,
up. Well,
this
yeah.
is not an everyday event. And I think for most women, and I think some men too, we have everyday jewelry and then we have dress up.
Yes.
Jewelry. You guys probably have
yep.
have cufflinks or studs or
exactly.
something.
Yeah,
hey,
I
and,
have those
and we
for
have,
tuxes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's the point, that there's everyday kind of dressing,
mm-hmm.
and then there's event kind of dressing. And I think that our jewelry, as much as anything else, I mean, it may be that we're wearing a longer dress, because a lot of us wear little black dresses and little black heels for, you know, an awful lot of events. But so you determine
right.
whether you're going to a work party or work or to a fancy event by the jewelry you wear.
Right. Do you wear the pearls or do you wear the chains?
Hmm. Or you know, or do you wear diamonds? Do you,
do you
in
wear
earrings?
Diamonds.
Do you wear junk jewelry or do you wear?
That's how you change
diamond
the
studs.
Little black
yeah.
dress.
Yeah.
My jewelry
exactly.
is a 1967 Bronco with 365 horsepower.
There you yeah. go. Yeah.
I have a that's 1950 Chevrolet pickup truck.
There you
that
go.
Might,
that's my jewelry.
That might,
well, that's it. And the, well, no,
I
that's the point.
Something shiny.
That you could wear. But the point is that for women, I mean for guys, what you do, what you drive is really important.
Wow.
For women, what you wear. Is really mm-hmm. I think there's some kind of I don't know how much of your jewelry, Roberta, was given to you. I told the guys that I was on a date once and some guy said that's great jewelry, but why don't you let me replace it with something better?
probably 25% was given to me, probably 50% was my mother's, and 25% I bought myself.
See, part of mine is but if you look at your good your junk jewelry, your everyday jewelry, and your good jewelry, it probably doesn't break down.
I don't know what happened to the guy who said that's nice jewelry.
The junk jewelry,
but
I bought all my
better.
Junk jewelry.
What happened to him?
Well, we went out for a while. The problem is that the jewelry, I'm making it sound much more venal than it was, that the jewelry he replaced it with was very attractive, but it was junk jewelry. It was costume jewelry.
I see.
But it's a great pickup line.
Yeah.
Let me replace that with something better.
And my line would be like, and what's wrong with what I'm wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did say something
what
like
makes
that.
You, what makes you think you can buy me better jewelry than I can buy for myself?
Oh, see, this
like, excuse me, buddy.
He was making the assumption that this was a gift from a guy.
From another guy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that, you know, that I can, you know, it's the male competitive kind of, you know.
You know why that rubs me the wrong way? Because when I got engaged to my husband, a former suitor came to me and said to me,
I'll give you better. Yeah,
actually, he came to me with a bigger ring.
So men were fighting over you, Roberta, huh?
And you're kicking yourself every day.
No, not at all. Not a guy. This guy was a true...
Hey, let me ask you. Let me ask you both this, okay? Joy, you still out and about, but, you know, Roberta, you've been married forever and a day. Are pickup lines a thing of the past?
Oh, no.
Or are they just maybe for us?
No, I actually, yeah, well, you guys don't need them anymore, hopefully.
Right, but how corny are pickup, how do you get away with a pickup line anymore without either coming off like a perv, like a...
All right, well, you have to be a little more creative. I actually have done shows of Tell Me Your Best Pickup Line, and I'll tell you the favorite one was actually done on me, was a guy who said, I always compliment beautiful women on their brains and smart women on their beauty, and you are just so smart. And I thought, oh, he's too good for me. I mean, he's too smart for me. Because he got like double credit for that, so that's that's a. But
so you dumped him?
Did it work?
I went out for dinner with him. Come
so
on,
it works.
Guys. I mean, I'm not Dr. Slut. So we had, but basically a
Joy,
pickup
I
line.
I absolutely love you. No. I love you.
All right, we better pause here for a moment.
Yeah,
our
please.
Poll yesterday.
That's not a bad pickup line
our
either.
Our poll yesterday at DougSteffen.com, by the way, to follow up on polls. Where do you tend to buy fruits and vegetables? 41% said
your jewelry.
A chain grocery store. 26% of you said a local grocery store. 15% said the local farmer's market. 13% said Walmart, please. 5% said other. All right, we continue. Dr. Joy has posted a very interesting item on her Facebook page. An inmate in prison is offering to give his bone marrow, donate bone marrow, to the judge who helped put him in jail. That's an interesting psychological runaround, and we'll maybe deal with that in a moment here on Good Day.
cut a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref, Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Parents spend over $600 per child on back-to-school supplies. And that's not just backpacks, pens, pencils, and the rest of your learning needs. Keeping kids energized with the right foods and fighting colds, tears, and sniffles are a key to a successful September and beyond. Lifestyle expert Mark Silverstein has his go-tos.
Food that's easy to prepare is everything on those busy mornings. I love the Hot Pockets breakfast bites and snack bites because they're a speedy, satisfying solution for my kids. They're ready to go in just over a minute. And with 7 varieties to choose from, there's something for every child. They can even be a good source of protein, and they don't use artificial flavors.
And with back to school comes end of summer tears. One way to send your little ones off with some love.
Dry those tears and sniffles with Puffs Basic Tissues. They're dermatologist tested to be gentle on skin so your kids can take some of the softness from home with them when they go to school. And for a limited time, specialty Puffs Minions packaging is available in stores, and your kids will love to take these fun designs back to school.
More at videopump.tv.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Musicians, it's Yamaha.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, 48 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Dr. Joy Brown, Dr. Roberta Fasanelli, Dr. Rich McFadden, and Dr. Doug practicing
law license.
I love
it that my PhD is contagious.
It
I
is.
Love that
yes,
part.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so you
I work
posted.
For it, you guys catch it.
That's very nice. When my daughter got her PhD from Oxford and we figured out how much it cost, I had told her the week before that I found a place online I could buy a PhD for $186, and she looked at me.
So much for your Father's Day jewelry. Not going to happen.
All right, anyway, so your Facebook page tells the story of this guy in jail who says he'll be a bone marrow donor for the judge who put him away. How in the world does that work?
Well, the judge at the time was the prosecutor.
Mm-hmm.
So it was armed robbery. He was sent up the river for 26 years, I think. He's been in for a while. And he was apparently he was out at one point on parole and then violated his parole, so he's back in. But he, like a lot of people in prison, got religion and reformed. And sort of when he found out about this guy needing bone marrow transplant, he sent him a letter. And he said, I don't know. It turns out, I don't know if the prisoner noted this or not. It takes a little bit of the shine off the story, so we'll assume he didn't. The prisoners are not allowed to do bone marrow transplants because of contagion factors, apparently.
Really?
so he wasn't, he wouldn't actually, even if there were a match, which was unclear, he wouldn't be able to donate. But the judge publicized it and said how meaningful it was. It was a private letter to the judge. It was not a public thing that this guy did.
Right.
But there is something kind of, you know, I think just as it resonated with me, it resonated with you, that people can sort of say, take responsibility and not only forgive people who caught them up in the system, but understand that the person was just doing their job. There's a movie coming out, I think this week, called 99 Homes, which is a similar kind of story of a guy, except it's Hollywood versions, Andrew Garfield and Michael Shannon, of the housing crisis, foreclosure crisis in Florida, and the guys who were sent to foreclose. And at one point, Michael Shannon makes this really legitimate point of, he said, I didn't throw you out. You got yourself in trouble. The government did it. Somebody has to do it. It just happens to be my lousy job.
Right.
So,
Dr. Joy Brown with Great Philosophies, Understanding Life. You can listen to her program daily from noon to 3 East Coast time. Check out where it is by going to drjoy.com. You got a question you wanted to answer anytime, day or night, call 855-99-DR-JOY. Roberta, Richie, and Doug at 51 after on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Past the hour now on today's Greg Stephan Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Greg Stephan is here picking up the pieces from the information he's found in the last 24 hours about the new Apple announcement. Is it new? Is it Memorex? Is it the same thing over and over again? Retracts, Redux, whatever it is. So Greg, who's the tech editor at Men's Health Magazine, will give us a lowdown or the up-down on the Apple announcement yesterday. Is it a... hold on a second. Oh, wait a minute.
Was that an editorial? Were you editorial?
No, I never did that. I'll get to the bottom of this mess in a moment here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP.
folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Greg Stebbins here with Kenny and me, and you, more importantly, to focus on what the heck happened yesterday with the Apple announcement or announcements. Is it singular or plural, Greg?
Oh, there were many announcements.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Like stock value went down 5% yesterday. They didn't announce that, did they?
Well, I mean, stock values go up and down.
Right, exactly.
And, you know what? If you bought Apple at 2, that little blip didn't matter so much.
If you bought it at 200, it didn't make much difference.
Also true.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say I didn't do either of those things.
What I want to know is, do these new phones bend? That's the most important thing for me. Do these new
iPhones bend? One of the things they talked about was building them in a different way with stronger materials. So, in theory, you know, look, when the first phones come out, someone will find something wrong with them, and we'll spend a week or a month or the rest of our lives talking about it.
Maybe you will. Not me, pal.
I bet you and I will talk about it at least once.
Probably, yes. Probably do that. Okay. So, what is new? What really? After analyzing Apple's announcements yesterday, other than the phones won't bend, what is new about the new iPhone announcement or the announcement of the new iPhone?
Well, I think one of the most interesting things they announced, frankly, is that if you pay them about $32 a month, and this is a deal you have to get at the Apple store, you can't get it at your carrier, but if you pay them $32 a month, you can take part in what's called the iPhone upgrade program, and if you like to get a new phone every year when it comes out from Apple, you pay $32 a month, you keep paying $32 a month, and when there's a new phone, you give them the old phone and get a new phone. So you get a new phone every year.
Okay. So that amounts to, let's see.
Call it $400 a year.
So a new phone costs $800. Right? Is that what
something like
that?
Well, unless you buy one of the Android phones we talked about yesterday, which is started at $179.
But a lot of people don't have $800 to plop down, but they'll give you $32, and then the chase is on, and on the books you sold another phone, so that's good for your stock price.
Well, and then you actually take the old phones, and there's a huge market for them as well. So you have to understand, it's the difference between leasing and bond.
Yeah, it's leasing a car.
That's exactly right. When you buy a phone, when you're ready to upgrade, you can turn around and sell your phone and take that cash. Yeah, it's a great strategy.
So they have nothing new to sell.
Well, no. I mean, there's upgrades to the phone as well. I mean, the camera's better.
Is it?
The chip is better. I mean, there was a really great article in USA Today yesterday by a guy named Jefferson Thompson or something like that. But his opening line was perfect. He said, yesterday Apple introduced the best iPhone ever, and that's what they say every time, because who's ever going to announce a phone that's not better than the last one?
But the payment plan is pretty good marketing.
Yeah, it's a really smart move.
Yeah, all right, so they're still smart at Apple. Greg Stebbins is still smart. He's here with us on Good Day from Men's Health Magazine.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.